Open our eyes to see what we cannot see. Open our ears to understand the mystery of your word. In the name of Jesus. At the end of today, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Amen. We started a series on the book of Revelation some weeks back. What chapter are we now? Chapter 5, but today we are not going to go into that because chapter 5 and chapter 6 are too loaded to be rushed into. Hallelujah. It contains the revelation of the seven seals. Can you shout amen? Can you shout amen to that? These chapters are too loaded. Chapter 5 and chapter 6 are too loaded. So I don't want to rush into it. Preparations are already on. Amen. I'm getting my notes ready and everything. So from next week, we are going to delve into it. Can you shout amen? Revelation of the seven seals. So begin to tell your friends, begin to tell your fellow brothers and sisters who are not here. By 9 o'clock next Sunday, we are going to begin. Today we are just going to look at something different from the book of Revelation. Can you shout hallelujah? I want to speak on six categories of people in God's program. Can you say that with me? I can't hear you. Six categories of people in God's program. Can you say that? Say that loud and clear. I want you to know that the whole of humanity is broken down into six categories. Can you shout amen? The whole of humanity is broken down into six categories. By the time we run through it, you are going to know the category you fall into. Can you shout amen? I want you to know that God is running a program. God is running his agenda. In the book of Genesis, the Bible says, and God created Adam and Eve. When he was done creating them, he gave them a commission. He said, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and do what? And have dominion. Can you shout amen? God gave them five commissions. The first one is what? Be fruitful. Somebody shall be fruitful. The second one is say multiply. Somebody shall multiply. The third one is say replenish. Somebody shall replenish. Number four. It says have. It says subdue. That's subjugation. It says subdue the earth. Then finally it says have dominion. Can you shout amen? Every human being created on earth also has these five missions to accomplish. Can you shout hallelujah? So if you are not living in the realm of these five, then something is wrong. If you are living and you cannot be fruitful, something is wrong somewhere. Amen. If you are fruitful and you cannot replenish, there is a problem somewhere. If you are replenishing and you cannot subjugate, there is a problem. Amen. Some of you are experiencing four of this realm, but the final one is not there. Have dominion. If you are living in the realm of dominion, why are witches still pursuing you? Why are demons still troubling you? He said, have dominion. God gave him power to take charge over the whole earth. Amen. But something happened. What did he do? Adam fell from grace as a result of the sin he committed. And that is the reason why so many of us are still struggling today. Amen. The Bible says, when you break an edge, what will happen? The serpent will bite. Adam lost the authority God gave him. And the devil laughed. Amen. Adam lost the access he had into God's presence. Instead, it was the devil coming into God's presence. It was the devil. That Adamic authority was given out. Can you shout amen? Adam and Eve were found in the presence of God at all times. They were found in the glory of God. But as soon as sin entered into the garden, what happened? The presence of God was lifted. And the devil thought that was all. In the book of Job, the Bible says, when the sons of God came together, the devil was found in their midst. Instead of Adam, the devil began to enter into God's presence. Adam no longer had the access. But we thank God for the second Adam. Can you shout amen? We thank God for the second Adam. Everything that man lost as a result of what the first Adam did, the second Adam came to give us. Can you shout amen?
So we can now operate in that realm. Can you shout hallelujah? Let's go to Acts chapter 15. Acts chapter 15 from verse 8. Everybody turn your Bibles to Acts chapter 15 from verse 8. Bring out your writing materials. I want you to jot. When you get back home, you revise. It is not good for us to remain babes. It is good for us to grow and become teachers of this thing. Can you shout amen? Acts chapter 15 from verse 18. From verse 18. Now we are going to read it together, loud and clear. One, two, go. Some of you are still not there. Let's wait for them. Acts chapter 15 verse 18. That scripture is so loaded. Amen. Are we all there now? After the count of two. One, two, go. It says, known unto God are all his works from the beginning of the world. Nothing takes God unawares. Can you shout amen to that? God knows the end from the beginning. Can you shout hallelujah? That is the summary of the doctrine of predestination. God knows your end. He knows whether you will go to heaven or hell. I was in the bus and somebody was talking. No, not in the bus, in the office. Somebody was talking. The person sitting next to me. He began to say so many things that God doesn't know whether who will go to hell and who will go to heaven. He said, God doesn't know. It's not that God cannot know. He just decides not to know. I shook my head. I said, what ignorance. So why is he God? Why is he God? He is God because he knows everything. Omniscient God. Omnipotent God. Omnipresent God. He knows everything. Can you shout amen? And that was why the book of life was written before the foundation of the world. You see, when the devil saw that God had a program for man, the devil began impersonating. Hallelujah. When God created Adam and Eve, Adam and Eve were to bring four children after the nature and attributes of God. They were to replenish the earth with sons and daughters of God. Men and women that are pure, holy, righteous. We are not supposed to be dying. We are supposed to be living forever. Can you shout amen? Can you shout amen? But the devil wanted to fight against God's program. You know what he did? He brought in the seed of discrepancy. He brought in Cain through the serpent. Hallelujah. So that agenda of God will be destroyed. Amen. So when Eve sinned, the Bible says Adam changed her name from woman to what? To Eve. Eve means what? Mother of all living. Both the serpentine race and the race of Adam. The sons of men and the daughters of men and the sons of God. Amen. So the earth became, you know, was filled with a group of people that are mixed up. Instead of the original plan of God. I told you that the plan of God was for Adam to bring forth men and women that are pure, that are after his attributes. So the devil came in, brought in the seed of discrepancy. The whole earth became mixed up with all kinds of people. Amen. We have both the good, we have the bad, we have the ugly, we have everything messed up. And the devil laughed. He thought he had succeeded. Hallelujah. He never knew he had failed because God still had an agenda. Amen. Because God must surely get his family. He must get his true sons and daughters. There is something he has designed to do. Because even before the devil started thinking about it, he knew the thought of Satan. He said, for thou hast said in thy heart. Do you know that before the devil, you know, started his mission, he was excommunicated. He said, for thou hast said in thy heart. The sin was still in his heart. He said, before the day iniquity was found in thee, he had not even started. Can you shout amen? And God saw the secret of his heart. God saw those that have colluded with him, the one third of the host of heaven. And God cast them out. Can you shout amen? So the devil succeeded. And the whole of humanity was broken down into six categories of people. instead of just one. We are going to go through the six categories. Can you shout amen? Number one, are you there? We have the wise virgins. I want you to write. Number two, we have the foolish virgins. Number three, we have the borderline believers. The borderline. They are not in, they are not out. Just on the borderline. Hallelujah. Number four. I'm too fast. Okay, all right. Let me calm down. Number one, the wise virgins. Number two, the foolish virgins. Number three, we have the borderline believers. Number four, we have the reprobates. Serpent seeds, wicked people. These ones can never be born again. Hallelujah. The reprobates. Number five, we have the 144,000 Jews. The 144,000 elect Jews. Then number six, we have good to the brethren. That is another category. Good to the brethren. Can you shout amen? Now, how many of you are in the first category? Oh, we have just two persons. And the first category is what? The wise virgin. So we have just two people in the first category. Can you shout amen? You say what? He said they are writing. Amen. Okay, stop writing. How many of you are in the first category? It can't be everybody. Amen. Not everybody raised his or her hand. Now, how many of you are in the second category? The foolish virgins. Nobody. What about the borderline believers? At the end of the service, you know that we have so many borderline believers here in our midst. You are not in, you are not out. You are just sitting on the fence. Can you shout amen? Can you shout hallelujah? Then we have the reprobates. These ones can do anything to get whatever they want. The majority of humanity fall under this category. I was passing through Oshodi and I saw a magazine. Somebody whose head was sawn with sword, cut off, and his body dumped. I know of a boy right there in school, University of Jos. He was initiated into cultism while he was still a teenager. And when he was initiated, they gave him his first assignment. I'm telling you, somebody I know, life. He comes to church, he's even a worker in his church. He's even a worker in his church and he has not yet denounced cultism. But the pastor doesn't even know. Because if you see a true cult member, you will never know. They go to church. That's why when they kill them, they say, that gentle boy, he's not innocent. He's a professional cult member. You don't know them, the professionals. When he was sent on his first assignment, he was given a gun to kill a pregnant woman. A woman that was fully pregnant, ready to deliver. He was confessing to somebody. It was a person that told me. When he got to the house, he met the woman and he shot her in her pregnancy. She died. Amen. And no remorse, nothing. No remorse. These ones can never be born again. Reprobates. Is there any reprobate in the house? Hallelujah. That will not be your lot in Jesus' name. Can you shout hallelujah? Let's go on to the first category. The wise virgins. Turn your Bibles with me to the book of Matthew chapter 25. The wise virgins. Matthew chapter 25. Matthew chapter 25 from verse 1. I read. It said, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. Hallelujah. You know, when Adam fell, it was a pain in the heart of God. Because Adam was giving the title deeds to the earth. By next week, we are going to delve into more of that. He was giving the legal documents to the earth. God says, you are in charge of this earth right now. Take and rule. And in that legal document, you know, there are so many names. Your name is there. My name is there. Hallelujah. If you are a wise virgin in the house, if the kingdom of God is meant for you, then your name is in that legal document. Adam was supposed to bring you forth. Hallelujah. And so when he sinned, he lost the title deed to the earth. He lost the receipts. He lost the legal documents. Hallelujah. And God took it from him. And God sealed it with seven seals. And right now, God kept it on his throne, waiting for the one who is worthy to take it. Can you shout amen? Can you shout amen? Adam became a normal human being. Adam became ordinary. Adam became common flesh and blood. But in Revelation chapter 6, hallelujah, the Bible says the Lamb of God, who was slain from the foundation of the world, came forth before the throne of God and collected the book and removed the seven seals. Can you shout amen? Because in it are the names of the true sons and daughters of God. Can you shout hallelujah? Can you shout hallelujah? And God sent Jesus, a second Adam, to redeem this first category of people. Hallelujah. What did Jesus do? He came on this earth and died on the cross. He shed his blood because blood was involved in the original sin. And without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. Can you shout amen? So he died on the cross of Calvary to do what? To redeem these true seeds of God. They are called the wise virgin. Amen. Adam is a type of who? Of Christ. Can you shout amen? Adam had a wife. Who was his wife? Eve. Eve was the one who committed the sin. The Bible says Adam was not deceived, but Eve was deceived. But because of the bond of love, Adam identified with Eve in her iniquity. Hallelujah. And he lost the glory of God. That was the same thing Jesus did. Amen. Jesus was born sinless. The second Adam. He was born sinless. He was born pure. He was born clean. But because of the love he had for you and I, he did what? He identified with our sins. Amen. And became, the Bible says, he who knew no sin became sin that you and I might become the righteousness of God. Can you shout amen? He died on the cross. He identified with our sin. The Father forsook him. He cried, said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Because God could no longer look at his beloved son. On the cross of Calvary, the whole of our sins were placed on him. Can you shout amen? And then when he was pierced by the side, what happened? Water came out. After that, Unko, blood came out. After that, Unko, life came out. You and I came out. Can you shout hallelujah? Can you shout hallelujah? Now, this first category of people will follow God closely. They cannot be deceived. They know what the Father knows. They are ready to obey everything that the Father asks them to do. They are called the bride of Jesus. They are called the wise virgin. Can you shout amen? Can you shout hallelujah? Let's read through Matthew chapter 25. It says, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins who took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. When did this happen? I will explain. Verse 2. It says, and 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. 5 is God's number for grace. And remember, they were virgins. They were pure. They were clean. Amen. It means they all had the grace of God upon them. But the difference is this. One was wise and the other category was what? Foolish. Amen. When did this parable come into play? When did this actually happen? It happened after the Second World War. Can you shout amen? It happened after this parable came into play after the Second World War. Amen. Let's go to Matthew chapter 13. Let me link it up so you can see it clearly. Matthew chapter 13. I'm coming back to Matthew chapter 25.
Matthew chapter 13. In Matthew chapter 13, Jesus gave how many parables? 7 parables. We took it the other some months back. Now let's go to the last 7th parable, the parable of the dragnet. Then I will link it up to what I'm about to say. Matthew chapter 13 from verse 47. Are you there? If you are there, shout hallelujah.
Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a net that was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind. This is the sea of humanity. Hallelujah. A sea of humanity mixed up with both true and false Christian. And now the harvest is now truly ripe for harvest. And, you know, Jesus now likened the whole of humanity to what? To a sea. Amen. And the dragnet was thrown into the sea of humanity to do what? To get through fish. What the master was looking for was actually fish. But when you throw a net into a river, so many other objects will enter. Hallelujah. Fish will be there. Crab will be there. What again? Snake. Snail. You know, different kind of objects. Animals will find their way into that net. Amen. Let's go on. Verse 47. Which when it was full, they drew to shore and sat down and gathered the good into vessels, but cast the bad away. So shall it be at the end of the world. The angel shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just. There was a man that started this revival of harvest. There was a man that threw this net into the sea of humanity. Who was that man? Who can tell us? We are forgotten. I took this subject when I was teaching 3 mystery women of the book of Revelation. There was a man that threw this dragnet into the sea of humanity. It started after the Second World War. And that was Brother Abraham. Hallelujah. That was before he began teaching end time revelation. That was before he began to fulfill his main assignment on the earth. He started a mighty healing and deliverance ministry. You know, everybody gathered around him. The great evangelists of the world, men like Maurice Sorello, men like Oral Roberts, T.L. Osborne, Billy Graham. You know, they were the men that came with him that sat down to start separating the fishes that were caught. Can you shout amen? Can you shout amen? But a time came as they sat down, they broke themselves up into various denominations. Amen. Because when William Branham started dishing out the main revelation of the hour, they did what? They said, this man is the false prophet. This man is a false prophet. Only the true fishes followed him. Can you shout amen? The others, you know, they were satisfied with their tongue movements, speaking in tongue as the evidence of the Holy Ghost. Once you can speak in tongue, that is all. When I was in the denomination, that was what we were taught. That once you can speak in tongue, you are so great. When the pastor released one tongue like this, you will still shout everywhere. Whoo, everywhere. The next Sunday when you come to church, that will be the reigning tongue. Everybody will begin to declare that. You know, I told you about the story of one of my friends. They laid hands on him. Oh yes, receive the Holy Ghost. Say something. He looked left and right. There was no plateau man there. He began to speak plateau language. He started speaking lantern because there was no plateau. And when he was speaking lantern, they said, you have received. By the time he came to me in the room, he said, Kai, I have deceived those people. Can you shout amen? So in that era, tongue was seen to be the greatest gift of the Holy Ghost. And it's not like that. Tongue is the least of all the gifts. Hallelujah. Speaking in tongue is not an evidence that you have the Holy Ghost. You can speak in tongue and still go to hell. Let me tell you the story of one man in Jos. A great man of God, but a man of the denomination, but a mighty preacher. They went somewhere and they began to pray for some people to receive the Holy Ghost. People were speaking in tongues and the rest. And a Muslim boy came. He looked at the window and began to laugh, began to make fun. Then the man of God was so wroth. He ran to this Muslim boy and laid his hand on him. What happened? The Muslim boy began to speak in tongues. He was rolling on the ground, speaking in tongues. He spoke in tongues for hours. He refused to stop.
Then he asked, he said they should give him paper. He was, you know, using his hand as sign. They brought paper. He said, please. He wrote on the paper. He said, please, I want to speak English. Hallelujah. Then the man of God, full of pity, went and laid his hand on him. And he began to speak English. When he was speaking English, when he was speaking English, he called them and said, what am I speaking? He could not even understand what he was speaking. Is this English? They said, yes. He took off and ran away. Now, what I'm trying to say, the Muslim boy is not born again. But he spoke in tongue. God allows his rain to fall upon the just and upon the unjust. The fact that you are prophesying, the fact that you are seeing vision, you are doing miracle signs, it does not mean you are a seed of God. The Muslim boy spoke with tongues. And when I mean genuine tongue of the Holy Ghost, genuine tongue. Because the gift of the Spirit can be imparted. It can be imparted. Hallelujah. How did Timothy get it? He said, do not despise the gift that is in thee, that was given to thee through the laying of the hands of the presbytery, the leaders of the church. Laid their hands on Timothy, and his gift began to manifest. Hallelujah. That was the mystery. That was what happened. When they laid down on the guy began to speak. But he is not born again. He is not regenerated. So don't be deceived. The fact that you speak in tongues doesn't mean you have the Holy Ghost. The greatest evidence that you have the Holy Ghost, number one, your lifestyle. Hallelujah. When others see you, they see Jesus. Number two is your attitude towards the revelation of the hour. Amen. Because when the Spirit of truth comes, the Bible says, what will he do? He will reveal unto you. So many mysteries of this kingdom, the Holy Ghost reveals to his own true seed. So that is the second evidence that you have the Holy Ghost. Your attitude towards the revelation of the Word of God. Can you shout amen? So when William Branham came on the scene, he began to declare, began to preach, began to dish out mysteries of the kingdom. Some called him false prophet. But those that were wise, they looked beyond the oil that they had. Hallelujah. They went for extra oil. But those under the denomination, under the leadership of Oral Roberts and this great T.L. Osborne and Mike Billy Graham, they were satisfied with a little. They were satisfied with a little. They sat down. They broke themselves up into denomination. But the true seed, the wise virgin, what did they do? They went after more oil. They followed William Branham. More revelation. Hallelujah. More insights. That is what we call the oil and the wine. The oil speaks of the Holy Ghost. Then the wine speaks of stimulation of revelation. Can you shout amen? Can you shout amen? So they became the bride. They fall under the category we call the wise virgins. Amen. The wise virgins, number two, are those who have accepted the message of the hour. Can you shout hallelujah? They are those who have accepted the message of the hour. What is the message of the hour? Come out from among them. If you are still a denominational member, you are not part of us. You are not part of the wise. Amen. If you are still in one denomination, a brother asked one question in the night vigil. Can you be, how did he put it? Can you be an inter-message believer and still be in the denomination? It's not possible. If that is what you are doing, then you are a borderline Christian. You are not in, you are not out. What God will do to you is to spew you out of his mouth. You have no part in this kingdom. Can you shout amen? Can you shout hallelujah? So the wise virgins are those who have accepted the message of the hour. What is the message? Come out from among them. It is a calling out period. They are those who have accepted the messenger to the age. Because to every dispensation, there is a messenger. And this is the seventh church age. We have a messenger. And the messenger is a major dispensational prophet. In the era of Elijah, Elijah was a dispensational prophet. They were all other minor prophets. But one will always stand out. In the days of Jeremiah, it was Jeremiah, a dispensational messenger. There were other small ones. In the days of William Branham, he was the only dispensational messenger, even up to today.
He's dead and gone, but his voice is still echoing. Can you shout amen? The Bible says, in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, we are in the days of his voice. Hallelujah. You are here because you heard the voice. Can you shout amen? I told you about the vision I had. Revelation chapter 10 verse 7. How it broke open. And the voice spake, in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, only the wise virgin will understand. Can you shout amen? And the wise virgin are very few. They are very few. They are very few. How do I know? As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it also be in the day that the Son of Man will come. In the days of Noah, how many were they? Just 8 persons. Very few. And let me tell you, don't think in the days of Noah there were people who don't believe God. There were many people who believed God. There were many people who believed God. There were denominations. There were groups of people who were worshiping God. But they did not believe in the dispensational messenger. They did not believe the voice of God to their age. As it is in our present era now, we have so many preachers, men of God, called of God, anointed of God. But so many of them will not make the rapture. Why? Because there is a voice in the land. Tell somebody there is a voice in the land. There is a voice in the land. If you don't believe the messenger, there is no way for you. If you don't believe the messenger and his message, there is no way for you. In the days of Noah, it was Noah. Noah stood up in that generation. He began to declare, come into the ark. Come into the ark. Something is about to happen. The world will be destroyed by a flood. But they said, no, Noah, this one is drunk. How can God destroy the earth? Noah, you are too religious. You are too much. This small ark. How can everybody come into this ark? This man is not using his senses. That is what is happening right now. How can you say this old Oyedepo that has revelation? Ah, this mighty man of God that is dreaming. How can you say they will miss the rapture? It will happen. It will happen. Because heaven and earth will pass away. Not even a jot or a tittle of God's word will go without being fulfilled. In the days of Moses, 2 million left Egypt. How many people entered Canaan? 2. God is not in the crowd. God is not in the majority. When Jesus came to the scene, he came for the whole world. But how many accepted him? On the day of Pentecost, just 120 were found in the upper room. As mighty as Jesus was, or as Jesus is. As mighty as he is, just 120 people were found in the upper room. Despite the miracle signs and wonders that he did. God is not in the majority. Can you shout amen? Can you shout amen? He said, so shall it also be. So the wise virgins are very few. They are very few. They will mock at them. The people of the world will call them all manner of names. They are like useless, of no relevance. You know, just as the early church was, persecution here and there. But on that day when the trumpet will sound, hallelujah. The Bible says, 2 will be in the field, 1 will be taken, the other will be left. There will be pandemonium and confusion all over the land. You know, the denominational people makes us feel that when the rapture takes place, announcement will be going on everywhere. You know, everywhere announcement. Let me tell you, the Bible says, as a thief in the night. When a thief is coming, does he make an announcement? He doesn't. He doesn't say, I'm coming. As a thief, as silent as that. So when the rapture takes place, activities will still be going on. Buying and selling. He said, in the days of Lot, what happened? In the days of Noah, they were marrying and giving the marriage. Hallelujah. He said, they were marrying and giving the marriage and knew not until what happened? Noah, the flood came. Great men of God will be holding crusades. Mighty revival will be going on. But lo and behold, the rapture had taken place. My prayer is that you will be among. Can you shout amen? I said you will be among. Hallelujah. So the wise virgins are those who have accepted the messenger of the age and his message. It's one thing to accept the messenger. It's another thing to accept his message. Don't just say, I am following William Branham. What is the message of William Branham?
out from the harlot system. Come out of creeds and dogmas. Come out of idolatry. It's a hard one. But the truth remains that if you are still a denominational, you are an idol worshiper, in quotes. Because whoever believes that God is three in one is making God an idol. Hallelujah. The God of creation cannot be broken, chopped up into three pieces. It's not possible. Trinity came out of paganism. Thirdly, the wise virgins are those who have accepted the shout. Don't forget, the shout is still the message of the dispensational prophet to the age. Because the rapture is in process. It said the Lord God will descend from heaven with what? With a shout. With the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God. Can you shout amen? Can you shout hallelujah? Because of time, we have to be very, very fast. Let's go to the next category. Can you shout amen? What is the next category of people called? The foolish virgins. Let's go on. Matthew chapter 25 from verse 1. Matthew chapter 25 from verse 1. Let's read from verse 2. He said, and five of them were wise, and five were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. Careless believers. You are planning to go and meet the bridegroom and you don't know the distance is very far. Where the bridegroom lives is so far. You just took small oil. What if light goes off on the way? What will you do? But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. Why the bridegroom tarried? They all slumbered and slept. Before William Branham came, the whole of Christianity was sleeping. The whole of Christendom was asleep. Hallelujah. They were asleep as far as God is concerned. See what happened in verse 5. Verse 6. And at midnight, somebody shout midnight. There was a cry made. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to do what? To meet him. William Branham was the person in this verse 6. The midnight cry is the same thing as the shout. Cry is a message. And what is the cry? Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out. Come out of your denomination to do what? To meet him. But it was too late for the foolish. Amen. Time was gone for the foolish. The foolish virgins are those who have no desire for oil and wine. They have no desire for oil and wine. They are satisfied with all they teach them in church. They are satisfied with all their church manuals and doctrine. They are satisfied with their speaking in tongues. No longing to know more of God. No longing to delve into deeper revelation. Foolish virgins. Hallelujah. Turn your Bible with me to Revelation chapter 15 from verse 2. There is a name they are also called. Revelation chapter 15 from verse 2. Revelation chapter 15 from verse 2. If you are there, shout hallelujah. Revelation chapter 15 from verse 2. I read, and I saw as it were a sea of glass mingled with fire. And them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. The foolish virgins, don't forget, they are foolish. But at the same time, they are virgins. They are clean and sanctified people. If you go to some of these denominations, you see true Christians. As in people who have the true attribute of God. They love God so sincere. Had belonged to so many denominations before. Want to see perfect love. In fact, there was a time God had to begin to tell some of us. There was a time a prophet had a revelation, an encounter with God. And God told him, see Christ's embassy. He mentioned a particular church, Christ's embassy. He said, why you see these miracles happening? It's because of the love they have.
Though the man is still palming his hair, they are still living, you know, still dressed like worldly people. But there was one attribute. There is one attribute God still wants us to take from them and learn. That is love. The mattress I used in school was given to me by a Christ Embassy member. All because he wanted to win me. They can do anything to get a convert. They will show you love to the greatest level. They can pay your school fees. And from their hearts, not pretense, from their hearts. But because of their hatred for revelation, they will miss out in the rapture. Hallelujah. But they will form a group of people known as the sea of glass, mingled with fire. I'm not talking about Christ Embassy alone. I mean all denominationals. If you are not in this message, you are a foolish virgin. Can you shout amen? Can you shout amen? So they will go through the great tribulation. During the great tribulation, their eyes will be opened. When the rapture takes place, their eyes will be opened. And they'll say, these people that are just gone now, these are the true Christians indeed. Oh, we have to know what they know that made them went for the rapture. They begin to dig into deeper revelation. At the end of the day, all of them will be beheaded. Hallelujah. So many will be beheaded. Just some millions of Christians will be beheaded for the testimony of Jesus. The Antichrist will be revealed to them. They will neglect his mark, deny his name, you know, they will run away. So the Antichrist army will come after them, massacre them, they will be killed for the testimony of Jesus. And they will form a category of people known as what? The sea of glass mingled with fire. Can you shout amen? They are lukewarm and desire only earthly things. Amen. Pastor was giving an illustration about an eagle and ordinary birds, like the fowl you have. All the fowl wants is the corn on the ground, earthly. But an eagle wants to soar in the sky. Can you shout amen? So the denominationals, they cannot fly. All they want is earthly things. Earthly things. Do you know what my God can do for you? My God can make you a millionaire. Come and sow. That is all they do. Hallelujah. But for the bride of Christ, our hope is beyond the sky. Hallelujah. We are looking up to God for the adoption of our bodies. Because we know this world is not a place to stay. I kept telling my friends, I was telling somebody on Friday what we met. I said, I cannot wait for the rapture to take place. I can't wait. I'm too sure I'm a seed of God. I will go in the rapture. It's by his grace, by election. I can't wait. This world is going into deeper and deeper darkness. Hallelujah. Don't think the government of any man can save you, can redeem this earth. It's a lie. Hallelujah. Don't think the government of any intellectual person can save this earth. It's a lie. The only government that will save this earth is the government of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. It is the government of Jesus Christ. And that will take place when? In the new millennium. The millennial reign of Christ. When we are going to sit on thrones with Christ to rule this world. You will be there in Jesus' name. Tell the person next to you, you will be there. Hallelujah. The foolish virgins also have the gift of the Spirit. They manifest the gift of the Spirit. Amen. When Abraham, before Abraham died, let's look at it. Genesis chapter 25. Go to Genesis chapter 25. Genesis chapter 25. Genesis 25 from verse 5 and 6. Let's go to 5. Genesis 25 from verse 5. Hallelujah. Genesis 25 from verse 5. Thank you. If you are there, shout amen. Amen. I read from verse 5. And Abraham gave all that he had unto Isaac. But unto the sons of the concubines, which Abraham had, Abraham gave gifts and sent them away from Isaac, his son, while he yet lived, eastward, unto the east country. Can you shout amen? Let me tell you, everything in the Bible, see, Jesus Christ is the mystery of God revealed. The entirety of the Bible is talking about Christ. Amen. Do you know this is a type and a shadow of Christianity? Abraham is a type of God. Do you know God has wife? And no, Abraham is the type of Jesus. Jesus has wife, a wife. He also has concubines. Can you shout amen? Abraham had a wife. Amen. And he had a son. The son was Isaac. He had a concubine. Concubines, girlfriends. And they also, you know, produced children for him. But before Abraham died, what did he do? He gave unto Isaac all, everything, to the wife of Jesus Christ. To the bride of Jesus, we are given everything. Can you shout amen? What is the everything? Both the gift of the Spirit and the revelation of the Word of God. The denomination, all they have is just the gift of the Spirit. I mean they have the gift of the Spirit. I have sat under a prophet with a very high frequency. He will tell you the food you just ate before you left home. A man of the denomination. They operate every gift you see here. But what they don't have is the revelation of the word. Don't forget, God respects his word more than his name. That is the highest. It's not a gift. The revelation of the word is the highest. He said, upon this rock will I do what? Will I build my church? And the gate of hell will not what? Prevail. Amen. But the concubines, who are the concubines today? The denomination. They all claim Jesus. They all follow Jesus. They all claim to belong to Jesus. Amen. And Jesus also loves them because he died for them. Can you shout amen? He also loves them because he died for them. The true ones among them have their names in the book of life. Can you shout amen? Yes, they have their names in the book of life because they will not be destroyed. Don't forget, in the denominational setting, we have reprobates, but we have true foolish virgins. Who love God, although they don't have the revelation of the word. They will go through the great tribulation. They will be redeemed. Hallelujah. But we, the bride, will go to heaven. They cannot come to heaven. The secret of the covenant belongs to us. Hallelujah. When a man wants to tell his wife something, you know, he tells the wife every secret of his life. But he cannot do the same to a concubine. So the denomination do not understand the mystery of the kingdom. They know nothing about the deep things of God that you and I are hearing. So he gave them just gifts. But to Isaac, the bride of Jesus, he did what? He gave everything. If you are Isaac in the house, can you shout amen? Some of you are not sure. If you are Isaac in the house, can you shout hallelujah? If you have all things, shout hallelujah! Praise God. I am so happy. I am so privileged. Each time I think about this whole thing, what is it? Why? What did God see in me to choose me? Because when I look at these people, when I see their life, when I see their commitment and their consecration to God, some of them, I can't even step into their shoe. But God saw me and chose me. Hallelujah. Not because I am better, not because you are better, but that the purpose of God through election might be fulfilled. He chose you and I. Can you shout hallelujah? Can you shout hallelujah? That is the second category. Amen. The first category, we have the bride of Jesus, the wise virgin. Second category, we have what? The foolish virgins. Then we have the third category. What did I call them? I didn't hear you. Borderline believers. You are neither in, you are neither out. You are neither in nor out. Amen. That is the condition of so many Christians today. When the nation of Israel left Egypt, what happened? They left with a mixed multitude. Hallelujah. Are you an Egyptian or you are an Israelite? It was the mixed multitude in their midst that caused the whole of the problem they had. Hallelujah. The problem Bride Assembly is going through today is as a result of the presence of mixed multitude.
Are you following the vision of this ministry? Or you are out? Where do you belong? When the pastor says this, you are saying this. This is the agenda. This is the program. He has made the vision known to everybody. Bride Assembly is an end time message believing church. We are different from the denomination. But some, as soon as they left the denomination, they are still in with all their denominational beliefs. It is only the denomination you see charging. You preach to people, you collect money from them. Yes, you live by the gospel and you die, you feed by the gospel. They will give you scripture that will even convince you. Yes. Give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. So anointed men of God. And the more they do it, the more the anointing upon them increases. That is what they believe. That is a setting. It is different from a true bride setting. Last week I was watching some things on the internet about William Branham. Some of the video how he gave discernment. William Branham will always point you to Christ. He will not point you to himself. That man is truly a role model. Hallelujah. Is somebody worth following? He pointed everybody to Christ. If I tell you your name, tell you where you are coming from, will you believe I am a servant of God? He pointed everybody to Jesus. He died a humble man. Can you shout amen? What can we say about the bride setting today? My prayer every day for the bride assembly is that God removes anybody who is not in line with the vision of the ministry. Because that's the problem we have. That is the problem we have. I looked around one day, I said, God, if God takes away Pastor Moses now, and God said, Pastor Moses, you have tried. I invited somebody from the denomination. The guy sees vision a lot. In one of the night vigil, it's been long when we had one of our meetings here on the baptism of the Holy Ghost. As soon as this guy stepped into the church, he saw eagles flying everywhere. He saw doves. He saw rain falling. He said, Kai, this church is truly of God. He said, but this is what God is telling me. My son, I will take him very soon. I lie. He won't go. Because the work is too much. If God takes him now, I looked. I said, what will become of the bride assembly? Because we are not following closely. We are not following the vision. Whenever pastor is not in church, service will be so dull on that day. Because nobody can step into that shoe. And it's not the best for us. It's not the best. Let me tell you something. If Oyedepo is not in church, I don't know if you have, just when we're in the denomination, there was a day I was going to Living Faith. I heard somebody preaching. I said, is this Papa Oyedepo? He talks like him. Everything, because the spirit upon him has come upon those following him. So even when he's not around, there are people. Can you shout amen? There are people, even when he's not around. When Elisha followed Elijah closely, what happened? The spirit upon Elijah fell upon him. Don't forget, he followed closely. He followed closely. When the work became too much for Moses of old, God told him, he said, bring before me 70 elders. Lay hands upon them and let the spirit that is in you be transferred in them so that the work will be easy. Can you shout amen? And that was what he did. When Moses left the scene, Caleb and Joshua were out and they led the children of God to the promised land. Can you shout amen? Now the reason is this. Let me tell you. The reason is this. We are not following the message closely. We are not following the vision. We don't have respect for the man of God God has placed as our leader. No respect. That's why when the pastor comes, rebukes those who charge money, rebukes them. As soon as they leave, somebody will come and begin to say something different from what the pastor had just said. And begin to quote scripture. How that is good to be prosperous. And you know, it is good when you give to a man of God. You know, covering their iniquity with the Bible. It is good to give to a man of God. Pastor has just rebuked. Pastor has just corrected. And pastor has just left. You just came. It is good when you give money to a man of God. That is
You think fools are sitting down here? There are eagles in the house. There are eagles in the house. Can you shout hallelujah? Now, I am advising you, follow the vision closely. It is ongoing time. The standard of God cannot change. The standard of God cannot change. If he did not change it in the days of Paul the Apostle, he will never change it now. Hallelujah. Don't be a borderline Christian. It's either you are in or you are out. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Judas Iscariot followed Jesus, but he was a borderline believer. He was neither in nor out. Yet in the church, he was a treasurer. Go now, he refused to go. He was in. Hallelujah. But I want you to know, nothing happens by mistake. Even the borderline Christians have their purpose. Hallelujah. They have their purpose. Every man will go as it is written of him. Judas was ordained to do what? To send Christ to the cross so that you and I will be saved. So he had a purpose. Some borderline Christians will have to be disgraced so that the true elect of God, their eyes will be opened to follow God closely. Hallelujah. So I will advise you, before you are disgraced, take your Bible and run away. Can you shout amen? Can you shout amen? Hallelujah. Those who love truth will rejoice at the word of God. Amen. Turn your Bible with me to the book of... I have two examples more. Balaam was also a borderline believer. Balaam was neither in nor out. He kept doing what? Charging. Making merchandise of the people. God said don't go. But because of his personal interest, because of his personal program, he twisted the purpose of God. Hallelujah. But you know what happened to him. Every borderline Christian will go the same way. Hallelujah. Ananias and Sapphira. See what happened to them. Borderline Christian. Are you in or out? In this kingdom, there is no sitting on the fence. Because if you are lukewarm, God will spew you out of his mouth. Can you shout amen? We have no more time. Let's quickly. Number four. What is number four? Somebody shall reprobate. Somebody shall reprobate. Reprobate are those that can never be born again. They can never be born again. Turn your Bible to Romans. Please be fast. Romans chapter 9. Romans chapter 9. Pastor will say A. Somebody will come and say Z. You don't even have fear for... You don't even fear God. You don't have the fear of God. Because it's not in the church. It just finished saying something now and going to the office. You climb pulpit and begin to twist everything. You don't have the fear of God. Can you shout amen? Amen. Romans chapter 9 from verse 17. This is homegoing time. God is looking for faithful preachers that will stand on the totality of God's word. That will declare his counsel to the people. Amen. Because when God told Adam, be fruitful and multiply, God was expecting pure seeds, sons and daughters of God. The devil thought he had destroyed the agenda of God. But God sent the second Adam to redeem those people again. And so we are coming back. Hallelujah. Reprobate. Romans chapter 9 from verse 17. Are you there? If you are there, shout amen. Amen. For the scripture saith unto Pharaoh, even for this purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the whole earth. Even God has a purpose for those ones. Hallelujah. God looked at Nebuchadnezzar and said, Nebuchadnezzar is his servant. Imagine Nebuchadnezzar. Everybody has a purpose to fulfill on the earth. And everybody will go as it is written of him. Can you shout amen? Pharaoh was God's servant to afflict the children of Israel. To put the children of God in bondage for years.
He refused to let them go. And yet Pharaoh refused to repent. After seeing the power of God, he saw the awesome greatness of God. How can you see Red Sea divided into two and cannot think that this is a supernatural, this is the finger of God? You still wanted to pursue. He ran and entered without being afraid. There are people like that. Irrespective of the miracles going on, irrespective of the presence of God in the house, they still want to pursue their personal agenda. Pastor was saying some weeks back, after, you know, announcing to the church, explain to you and I the condition of the church, and, you know, ask us, what is the way out? This and that. A week later, somebody still rebelled. Somebody still charged. No fear of God. Some cannot repent. There is nothing you do. There is not, they cannot repent. Reprobate. Do we have any reprobate in the house? If you are one of them, do like this to Jesus. Hallelujah. It's a pitiable condition. It's a very bad thing to fall under that category. That's why you should look at yourself and give God thanks. Even if there is no money in the pocket, there is no food in the house, for the fact that you have eternal life, for the fact that you have the hope of the rapture, is a thing to thank God for. Can you shout amen? Can you shout amen? Look at those that have the Holy Ghost, that received the Holy Ghost on Friday. These are, some of them don't even know God that much. Hallelujah. But God saw them before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. And he ordained them to eternal life. And because they are ordained, what did he do? He gave them the Holy Ghost. Can you shout hallelujah? So the reprobate cannot receive the Holy Ghost. But they can be anointed. Because God allows his rain to fall on the just and on the unjust. Hallelujah. Look at Adolf Hitler killing 6 million Jews without pity, without even thinking twice. The Jews are the people of God. Hallelujah. Massacred them without thinking twice. It takes a serpent seed to go that far. Hallelujah. I saw the picture. I saw the picture on the internet. How, you know, they were put in this consecrated camp. How they just died. Suffocated and died. 6 million Jews. Reprobate. Can you shout amen? Turn your Bible with me to Proverbs chapter 16. Example of reprobates. We have Pharaoh. We have King Herod. Amen. Despite the miracle and the power of God that they saw, they were not moved to repent. Proverbs chapter 16. Are you there? From verse 4. Proverbs 16, verse 4. The Lord had made all things for himself. Don't forget I told you, these six categories of people have a purpose to fulfill in God's program. God does not create anything to be a waste. Amen. There is a purpose for them. Verse 4. The Lord has made all things for himself. Yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. Can you shout amen? 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 8. The wicked here are the reprobates that can never repent. Because there is nothing in them that look for God, that seeks for God. 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2 from verse 8. If you are there, shout amen. Chapter 2 from verse 8, I read. For that righteous man dwelling among them in seeing and hearing vexed his soul, his righteous soul, from day to day with their unlawful deeds. Hallelujah. Oh, sorry. Second Peter, rather. Thank you. Second Peter chapter 2 from verse 8. Sorry. We have both in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 8 and 2 Peter 2. We'll come to that. Let's go to 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 2 from verse 8.
This is the people living in Sodom and Gomorrah.
Verse 7.
And deliver just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelling among them, in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. Despite the presence of angelic being in Sodom and Gomorrah, the men of Sodom, homosexuals, still went after these angels, wanting to sleep with them. There was nothing in them that sought after God. Can you shout amen? 1 Peter 2:8.
Hallelujah.
And a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. Can you shout amen? These ones stumble at the word of God. The word of God can never make an impact in their life. They fall under this same category, the reprobates. Can you shout amen? Then let's look at the second to the last category. What did I call them? I can't hear you. Shout it loud and clear. We have the 144,000 elect Jews. Can you shout amen? Go to Revelation chapter 14. We'll see them there. 144,000 elect Jews. These are the fifth category of people in God's program. Revelation chapter 14 from verse 4. Amen. I read from verse 3. And they sung as it were a new song before the throne and before the four beasts and the elders. And no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. Amen. Now, these are the elect among the Jewish race. Amen. That we have the same privilege that you and I have, to have our eyes open to see the revelation of the hour. But dears, we come after the rapture. Because right now, amen, concerning the gospel, the Jews are blinded. They don't know Jesus. Amen. They cannot accept Jesus because the revelation is not given to them. So that we that are the white olive tree can be grafted in. But as soon as the rapture takes place, God will return back to the Jews. Can you shout amen? In the first 3.5 years, God will raise 2 prophets, Moses and Elijah. Amen. It's not Elijah the Tishbite that will return. It is not Moses that will return. But the anointing upon them will come upon 2 prophets. And what they will do, they will go about declaring the gospel of Jesus. And in the course of their ministry, so many miracles will be wrought. And in the process, 144,000 will be sealed. 12,000 from every tribe. Hallelujah. And with the ministry of this 144,000, the eyes of the Jews will be opened to recognize their Messiah. Can you shout amen? Can you shout hallelujah? These 144,000 are also a part of God's program. Because God will use them to cause what is known as the Jewish revival. Because the Jews, what they want their Messiah to come. They are looking forward to their Messiah. A man that will deliver them from this economic problem that they are facing. A man that will bring peace to Palestine. A man that will be religious and also political. Amen. They have not found that man, but we know the man. How many of you know the man? How many of you know the man? The man is very religious and is also political. Hallelujah. That man will storm Palestine and he will win the heart of the Jews. But in the first 3.5 years, 2 prophets will rise and begin to declare, this is the Antichrist. That is the Antichrist. Amen. As soon as the middle of the week comes in, he will show forth his true color. He will cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. He will declare himself as God and sit in the temple. But you know, a Jewish man will never worship any human being as God. Hallelujah. They will never worship any human being as God. That is the Jewish man for you. That is why you can never walk to any Jewish man and say God is 3. He will look at you and laugh and say you are a madman and go his way. Because he knows the God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob is 1. Can you shout amen? Can you shout hallelujah? That is the fifth category of people in God's
program. Now, the final category. Can you shout amen? What did I call them? The good to the brethren.